So we see in today's gospel that many of the disciples left and no longer accompanied him. Some say half of the crowd left. I suppose you know, maybe not, that the second biggest grouping in American religion is former Roman Catholics. You should be asking, what are we doing wrong? Why is it that so many people leave our church? Why is it, look around you, there aren't many young people here. The handwriting's on the wall where we're going to be in 20 years. Your children aren't here. Your grandchildren aren't here. People in second marriages and gay people have been made to feel unwelcome. Why would you come? Brothers and sisters, there's basically two kinds of faith, foundationally speaking. There's positive faith and there's negative faith. Positive faith is what you're really for, what you're passionate about, what you're excited about, what you get up in the morning for. That's your real faith. Now there's negative faith, and I'm sorry to tell you that negative faith actually gathers crowds more easily, much more easily, because most people have a ready reservoir of anger and negativity. All you need to do is watch the news every night. America is an angry country, just waiting for someone to corral their negativity, and it can fill stadiums. If I would say something angry and arrogant and self-assured, I bet I'd get an applause after this sermon. If I'd say something positive and humble, we're not even sure we agree with it, or we're not sure we understand it. You see, it's much harder to gather positive energy unless you've got that ready reservoir of positive energy right beneath the surface. Love, we call it. Grace, we call it. God, we call it. It's very hard to gather it. And so we Catholics, we often come pretty passive. Let's be honest about that. Compared to Pentecostals or evangelicals, our services are rather boring, very passive. No one's too excited. They come late and they leave early. Often when I get to the back of this church walking out, I'm sure it won't happen today, but the back of the church is already empty. Yeah, just waiting to get out. Waiting. You know, that kind of energy, brothers and sisters, is not going to change the world. It's not going to invite your children or your grandchildren when they can see that you're barely tolerating this whole thing yourself. Your children are only going to join something that you're positive about, that you're passionate about. What do you get up in the morning for? That's your faith. That's your real faith. If you get up in the morning to make money, then money is your faith, right? If you get up in the morning to be famous, then fame is your faith. If you get up in the morning just to keep your family safe, and I hope you do, but that's your faith, keeping family safe faith. I don't think that's very big faith, but that's as far as a lot of people get. And that is nothing to get excited about. It isn't. And that's why the children don't come, the grandchildren don't come, because they basically see grandma isn't passionate about anything except keeping us safe. And that's not a vision of life. And we see this in our politics, and I hope it just wants to make you cry. The level of political discourse in this country. When Pope Francis writes a very positive two encyclicals now, his last one, on how we can love the earth and save the earth, and care for the earth and care for creation, I read in a paper this week that only 18% of Catholics have even heard about this. Most priests don't even preach on it because we don't care that much about something positive like saving the earth, caring for the earth. We just know what we're against. And if you can be against things, you'll gather crowds, I promise you. Be against gay marriage, you'll have a crowd. Be against abortion, you'll have a crowd. Be against almost anything, you'll have a crowd. Because people build on negativity until and unless they've experienced divine love. Then you've experienced reality. Then you've experienced the foundation of everything. Then you've experienced everything. Brothers and sisters, hold out until you know what you're for, what you're in love with, what you care about. And if you haven't found that yet, you haven't found your faith. You haven't found your life. You haven't found your own soul.